Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A missile streak seen in the sky near Tel Aviv. Air sirens sounding this morning at sunrise as Israel's defense system intercepts a Hezbollah attack. The Iranian-backed militant group says it was aiming to hit Mossad headquarters. It's Israel's equivalent of the CIA. It's the first rocket ever launched by Hezbollah to travel that distance, about 125 miles. Chinese state television saying that China successfully launched an intercontinental ballistic missile into the Pacific. That type of ICBM, capable of threatening Taiwan, Japan, or the U.S. China called it a routine annual event. Bracing for Helene. That's what folks along Florida's Gulf Coast are doing. Some getting out.
Just comes and goes, and I just deal with it. So this time, I think it's going to be real fast moving. So hopefully I have a home to come back to.
Stephanie Parks lives in Shell Point, Florida. Helene is now a tropical storm, but is expected to hit the state as a powerful Cat 3 hurricane. This is ABC News. Boeing says it's willing to give striking workers more time to consider what it says is its best and final offer. The union says the proposal put forth by Boeing isn't good enough. Meta, the company behind the Facebook and Instagram, is getting ready to show off its latest and greatest at its Connect conference today.
Meta's most recent virtual reality headset, the Quest 3, was criticized at launch for its $500 price tag, more than $100 more than the VR headset it replaced, the Quest 2. That's why Engadget's Devendra Hardwar says he expects
a cheaper headset using some of the same technology from the Quest 3, maybe not as high-quality optics. Maybe it's going to lose a few sensors or something. But the rumor is that this thing could retail for $300.
Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
TikTok is getting out of the music business. Its parent company says music streaming service TikTok Music will shut down in November, just over a year after launch. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now, at Pella, get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Law Library will have a new name. The state's high court and the director of state courts announced it'll be dedicated to Lavinia Goodell. She was Wisconsin's first woman to become a lawyer. In 1874, she overcame barriers to practice law and worked to open the doors to other women. Currently, the library is named after former conservative justice David Prosser. That was a controversial move in 2016, in part because Prosser put his hands on the neck of a fellow female justice and claimed self-defense. He was recommended to be found guilty of ethics violations, but justices recused themselves, so the charges went nowhere. Brett Favre revealed Tuesday that he is being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The revelation came while Favre was testifying in front of Congress over a controversy that started in 2020, where he was accused of misusing funds intended to help low-income families. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
A potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy said the Pirates got off to a good start.
Pirates hit some balls really hard today. In the first, like, four innings, they had, like, 12 hard contacts, and we had, like, two. But, you know, we grinded out at bats and got some hits when we needed to. Willie got some big hits.
The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won two in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement Thursday morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind light out of the northwest. Tonight, clear 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 77. The weekend, sunny with highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be discussing a piece of transformative legislation newly introduced that is going to save the middle class. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Happy Wednesday. My favorite day of the year is today. My favorite day of the year.
Why?
I don't know.
It's the favorite day of the year. What do you mean?
My favorite day of the year.
Nothing tied into it?
Okay. Wednesday, September 25th is your favorite day of the year.
This and like June 6th, D-Day. Those are my two favorite days of the year. Don't know why. It was a hot afternoon last day of June. The sun was a demon. But anyway, what?
That's September 25th. You're just saying that to.
I know, because you know what?
Radio.
No, I'm not.
September 25th, it's, John, it's nothing.
Because you know what? For some reason, when I was in sports and football, like good things happened on this week for some reason. Like third game of the year or whatever.
No,
just,
I know.
And the,
I know.
The weather up in the UP used to be just phenomenal
I know
right now.
I get it.
It's now. Just one of, you know what I mean?
No,
it's
I'm looking at what today is.
Yeah, there's nothing on there that's...
Yeah, it is. It's roadkill day.
Oh,
being from the
there
UP,
you go.
Good that's
point.
What it is. So
nice to try to mount
your favorite
animals.
Day of the year is roadkill day. I get it now.
Okay. All right. Comic book day. I used to like the Sergeant Rock. Those are the only ones I... Todd, you seem like you'd be a Marvel's guy.
No.
Not, okay.
Didn't really got into comic books and stuff like that, no.
I didn't either.
No?
Nope, we didn't get into comic books
I get
books
into the
home.
Sergeant Rock ones. Those are the only ones. Never read a Superman or anything like. I have nothing. I have nothing to do with superheroes, with the Spider-Man thing, the Superman, all those people that people like. Nothing. Never get into that.
And there's some people that are really into it.
So into it.
And they're like, Superman did this, and then he did that, and
yeah. No, I've got nothing going there.
Sometimes though, if you don't sleep and you're turn on the TV at like 2:30. They'll have that Superman, that Clark Kent guy. Do you ever watch that? That show,
no.
The TV show, black and white?
No. Oh, the original?
Yeah.
No. I saw the movie, though. Did you ever see the movie about the guy that played Superman? How it, like, pretty much destroyed him?
Christopher Reeve?
Christopher Reeve.
No, the original.
Oh, the original.
The original.
Oh, yeah.
The original.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So they don't know if he killed himself or he was murdered, but what's it called? Not stigmatized. It's so typecast him that he was in.
Oh, yeah, that was a problem back then.
He played the part, like a big part in From Here to Eternity, which won Picture of the Year. Frank Sinatra got like the Oscar, Ernest Borgnine, that whole bunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when they did the test showings, people would like laugh. And it wasn't a funny bit.
Oh, just that Superman was trying to do that?
And they were yelling, the Man of Steel! And they're yelling all this stuff. As they're watching, and he was in the theater, and they took him out of the movie, lost the position, hardly ever acted again. There's a great movie about him.
They warn people that doesn't happen much today, but that was a big deal.
That was the big deal.
Christopher Reed, I saw him. Remember when they had those like seminars? He would spend so much to go to the seminar. They'd have these great speakers come. You know, Larry King and sure. Arnold Schwarzenegger. They had Christopher Reed was one of them. Came out
where? Here
in Milwaukee.
Okay,
but
in the since the accident.
Oh yeah, he had the thing on the back in the wheelchair. You know, that was breathing for him.
Is that unbelievable?
I mean, it wasn't, he wasn't breathing. You could just tell that was, that machine was breathing for him.
Unbelievable.
And yeah. Isn't that awful what happened? But he gave a great talk about
it. Was just horse riding, right? And,
yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Anyway.
Wow. So today's also Daughter Day. We're both very proud of our daughters.
Wow.
It's, oh, this is a big day for you. Cooking day?
Ooh.
Did you think any more about making me some vegetable stuff and canning it?
I'm not a canner. I got to talk to my mom about that.
Pharmacist Day, Roadkill Day, as you mentioned, Quesadilla Day.
Good.
What movie is this from? Why don't you make yourself some damn quesadillas?
I don't even know that one.
Okay, if Todd doesn't know, what do you think, what makes you think I know?
Early prize package, first texter, what movie? Why don't you make yourself some dang quesadillas? Price package, first texture of the day.
Quesadillas. That tells you it's, is it like Slapshot, one of those, like,
No. Quesadillas. First texture, price package.
All right.
It's binge day, like binge eating, binge whatever, whatever,
binge
whatever.
Binge watching.
I live my life that way. Yep. Lobster binge day, drinking. Overrated. And one hit wonder day, outstanding. I love one hit wonders.
We'll have some fun with that.
Excellent. Well, yeah,
I bet there's a few of those out there.
Will Smith is 58. Scottie Pippen is 59. Heather Locklear, who's not looking great. Have you seen her, Todd, lately?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, we all get older.
Yeah. And... Well, you know what? She's got the look now where it's like, okay, let's say we went to high school together and we're all single and back and everything. And then, you know, back then she was too cool for the room. You know what I mean? She's always dating the older guy. She's a freshman dating like a senior.
Right.
She's a sophomore dating a college guy. Too cool for the high school kids.
And when people go to those reunions, do they kind of think back to
finally. I'm going to look so good at my reunions. It's going to be mind-boggling.
I'm going to make that Heather look like
and
that.
She's, she'd be a type like the lunch she would lady. Like Facebook request. It's like, oh, hey. And she's like, hey, how are you? Right. And I see her picture like, I'm fine. How are you? Hey, you know, I'm going to be in the Green Bay area. You want to have coffee? Boy, I got a lot going on. I'm trying to give up coffee because my blood pressure. Well, anything we're going to have, you want to drink? Do you still drink?
No.
I'm sober. 12 years. Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, I got to go. I got my guy's got another call coming in.
This sounds like a movie script.
Oh, man.
It's really close.
So anyway, I'm just saying. Cheryl Teague, 77. Anson Williams was Potsy, I believe, right?
Yes.
And Sheila, congratulations. Napoleon Dynamite is the correct answer. All right. Napoleon, why don't you just make yourself some damn quesadillas?
Yeah. Anson Williams, Potsy?
Potsy. Talk about typecasting, huh?
Right.
Did he ever act in anything ever again?
And that guy, he ran for mayor and he lost.
Who did, Potsy?
Yeah. And it wasn't that big of a city. I think it was like Two Rivers.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, celebs don't do all that well generally, do they?
So here's a question. Here's why I got a question. So Potsy doesn't get office, but Gopher does, right?
Gopher's in Congress. Actually, Gopher... You're right. Most of them are big bumbling time. Idiots, but he actually did a good job.
Sonny Bono makes.
Oh, yes, Sonny Bono, right.
So what is it?
Clint Eastwood is the mayor of Carmel.
Carmel.
Yeah, Carmel.
So, like, what's the difference between a gopher and a Potsy?
Yeah, that's true.
What gets one in and one not?
That's true, though. Yeah. Well, then what's his name? Al Franken. Then he got in a weird thing.
Oh, that. He took those big,
Yeah. But a lot of celebs don't do as... A lot of sports guys I know have not done as well as people would think.
To get elected. No, they do get elected.
Oh, but then they don't get reelected.
They don't get reelected. Because it's like you're...
Yeah, everybody knows they made it on their name.
Even that... that guy who did a pretty good job, but I think he... Big basketball player out in New Jersey.
Bill Bradley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got a little pressure too. Yes, it's always interesting to see if these... Like, the guy that I think could run and win and is young is... On a national thing is Tom Brady.
Seems like he has, you know, Brady is almost like the Taylor Swift of guys.
Like just super
fans.
Our moms like him.
Yeah.
The students like him.
Yeah. You know what? I'll be honest with you.
I don't.
I don't have anything against him, but I don't think he's that good of an announcer.
He took a lot of heat his first game.
Did he? I didn't see anything, but I watched it for a while. It's like,
maybe he'll get better.
You know what he's saying is that
the money he's making to do that is mind-boggling.
It is.
And that's why I get upset when all these celebrities get like announcing jobs because there are people that can do that.
Yeah.
And then there are people that can't do that.
Yeah.
And the people that can do it usually aren't the best looking people in the world. Right. Right? Yeah. They're like you and me, Mino. Like we could, there's certain things we could be game show hosts.
Was that a little bit of a,
a little bit
they're
of
not the best not really
passive
people.
Aggressive, whatever
they're not. They're not. They're pretty much ugly, Mino, like you and me.
No. Didn't say that, but we're not Tom Brady, right?
No.
We're not Ryan Seacrest.
No.
Right?
You're right.
Right.
Got to accept who we are.
But we could do it. Yes, well, that's the thing.
Break through.
There's
that's
a talent
just it.
To some of that
we
stuff.
Could do that. Yeah, but no.
It'd be interesting to see.
Heather would still be coming around, though.
But don't you think these guys. What's
hey, Heather. Oh, Heather Locklear. I'd be like, phone would beat me, beep. And you'd be like, who's texting us?
The other guy
Heather,
thought would do.
Heather Locklear.
The other guy
I'm gonna,
thought.
Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to. What's it called? What did Dr. Chan say? Call it.
Oh, you're going to leave her on red?
I'm going to leave her on red.
Yep.
Remember he left me on red? Oh, I got to tell you something. I thought about this yesterday. So I went for a walk yesterday again. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, that's good.
Proud of myself. Remember the other day I said I thought some people were coming up really fast behind me. It was just one lady walking, talking on her phone with the little earbud things, which still fascinate me, and I don't know how to do it. I've got some. Everybody wears them, and I don't know how to use them.
How do you make it go from I agree
anything.
With that.
I don't know how to use them in the slightest.
Too.
Actually, so anyway, here's this lady coming behind me, talking. Mm-hmm. So she comes up alongside of me, and okay, it's a lady, you know, early 30s, whatever, and a little girl on a bike as they blow past me. But here's the deal.
The lady and the girl were together?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The little girl wasn't even pedaling. She's like 4 years old, and one of those things just used her feet, and they still blew by me on a trail. I even asked her, I said, hey, how old's your daughter? She said, just turned 4. Oh, I got a granddaughter. The little 4-year-old girl on a bike, not even pedaling, just using her feet type thing, her and her mom, blew past me on the walking trail.
Raise a seed. Make her
huh?
Yeah, wow. That's you got to pick up your pace, John.
No, I got to pick up my pace. But you know what? I got to talk to Mark Houston about this. So I'm trying to figure out, because it's like, okay, I'm still in my dreams. I still want to do that rock march, but I don't want to do it. It's going to be like 8 hours. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, how long
but
would this
wait
take
on. You
me?
Can walk. What? How many? You just put like cotton in there or something. Make
well,
it
no,
look
no, I
like,
know that. But just the fact of 17 miles.
Oh, you could do that.
Mentally, it's like.
Walking?
Yeah.
You can do that.
But, okay. So anyway, so I was trying to figure out how slow of a walker am I. But I do like 100. How many steps do you do in a minute? I do like 100 steps in a minute, which I think is pretty good.
I don't think that is.
It's not?
Well, how long does it take you to do a mile? 15 minutes, 20, 20?
I'm not sure because, okay, here's another thing. My phone thing, my phone app, and my pedometer are so far off, it's unbelievable. They're so different, it's mind-boggling.
All right, during the break, let me figure this out. So it's 5,280 feet, right, in a mile?
I don't know exactly, I'll be honest.
And how big is your step? 2.5 feet, two?
I have no idea.
Well, just take a step.
Well, I don't know, but I generally walk about 100 steps in a minute.
Wow, early math problem. All right, figure it out.
Do you know this one?
For a I know this song.
Oh, it's a one-hit wonder.
Stumbling in, yeah.
Susan Quattro.
About 75? Susan Quattro, about 75?
Yeah, and she played Leather Tuscadero on Happy
Days. On Happy Days. Love it!
Well, who do you like better, Pinky or Leather?
Leather.
Of course.
Oh, you mean me personally or somebody else? All right, we're going to set a break. We got a great lineup. Stay with us. Whatever you do, you know these reckless thoughts of mine are following you. I'm falling for you. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay. 3 levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouthwatering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. One Hit Wonder Day. Boy, there's a lot of them though, aren't there, Todd?
I'm looking up some to play this morning. There's a lot of good ones.
Brandy by
Looking Glass.
Looking Glass.
That was it. One hit.
One hit. There were some people that had just huge hits and could not come up with that next one. That's got to be so frustrating. I mean, you make a lot of money from residuals and everything like that, but to think, I was so close. How could I not come up with one more song?
I don't think they made as much as you might think. I think the residuals, I don't know what the music industry was like, but those actors and actresses made nothing.
Nothing.
And those guys from like Friends, what do they get a year?
Something.
Some
of them really got too much.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
well,
that's what it is.
People, they sued and they did everything. Yeah.
I don't.
Because they were selling their likenesses too, you know, on lunchboxes and everything. Yeah.
I don't know that they went in with a good legal team. I'll tell you, those Star Trek guys made nothing. Julian Shatner made his money because
Todd,
of law.
Todd, Jim and I were talking during the break, though. We both worked for an employer who, how shall we put it, did not overly indulge his employees.
Well, it didn't compensate you guys fairly.
Right. Versus other places.
Right.
But in this business, it's the ego factor or something that you want to be on the air, you want to be on whatever, I guess, that, you know what I mean? It's like they wield the big stick.
I said to John, because he was talking about how cheap the owner of your company was. And I'm like, why didn't you guys just like not so much unionize, but just take a stand and say, look, this is crazy. This company's extremely profitable. We're making minimum wage. And if you really factor our hours in, it's less than that. You know, we want a pension or we want benefits. But I just don't know why you didn't stand up to that.
Todd, why didn't we?
Because then you don't have a job.
Exactly. Because you know why? There are literally 100 people who have sent in resume tapes that will take that job.
You know what?
You're gone.
Okay.
And here's the other thing.
That's
and
true.
This goes back to like people like Brady doing play-by-play and color. Everybody thinks they can do it.
Yeah.
Until you put them in front of a microphone and you say, okay, here are the rules. You got to hit this time. You got to do this. You can't do that. This is what you do here. You got to do this so many times an hour. And the minute they get in those situations,
you're
explosion.
Right. You're exactly right.
I was telling a story about a guy that they hired that never.
Oh yeah.
Never we'll ran his. He never. It's called a board. It's sitting in front of me. It's the mixer that does all the sound stuff. Had never done that before, and they thought he was just going to come in and do an afternoon show. One of the biggest stations in the state.
Yeah,
he was there for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's a whole different world once you cross that line. It really and truly is. It's almost like in back. You know, I talked to you yesterday. I had a great talk with Dick Bennett.
Oh, nice.
Said called him because when I was in Marion at the Historical Society on Saturday, you know, he had coached there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he said he used to have early morning practices at like 6 o'clock and then practice again at 3 o'clock. And in those days, you could do that. But as a farming community, he would have to, and the dads would say, oh, I need my son for milk, or I'm milking then. I can't drink. Wow. He would have to go around to all these little towns like Pella and some of these other places and pick up the kids and bring them to school as a high school coach. I mean, that's, you talk about modern day coaches versus the old school coaches. I mean, he went from that to, you know, coaching in the Big Ten and the Pac-10 and all those things. But that era of guys where you just had to, then he taught, you know, gym classes and English classes, you know, that era of coaching, I think, is gone.
And that wasn't that long ago.
No, I mean, it's our generation.
Right.
Yeah. Got some text here. John, your pedometer is off because you have one leg shorter than the other. It's math. Okay, well, maybe that's okay.
Probably, right?
Yeah.
That is a good listener. Yes.
Got another one here. Top one hit wonder, according to Rolling Stone magazine. Aha, Take Me On.
Take me.
Tim Buck says the future is so bright. Tim Buck 3.
The singer of the song
is from Green Bay, Pat McDonald. I didn't know that.
Me either. I'm going to play that this morning.
Oh, sure. Yes. Wow.
I did not know that.
That's cool. Huh. We will put him in the...
Okay. Another one from Green Bay, though, is 6 days on the road. I'm going to make it home.
Dave tonight. Dudley?
Dave, yes. Dudley. He was a disc jockey at WGEE in Green Bay.
Yep.
Back in the day. Yep. So there you go. All right.
We got some talent.
Yes.
Got to get that...
And the guy from Manitowoc, who, his brother owns Wenzel's Bar on Calumet Avenue.
Yeah.
He wrote that big song. It was a huge hit, one hit wonder. Disagree. We don't agree to disagree.
Oh, we yes. just disagree.
We just gave it. Yeah.
Oh, it's a great song.
Yeah. Yeah. He's from Manitowoc.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of talent down there.
Yeah.
Your wife, me.
A lot of talent, Manitowoc. Big place for talent. Oh my God, Manitowoc on the map. Let's go to Manitowoc.
I was talent. Reading this morning, U.S. News and World Report.
You know, okay, let me just say one thing. Mm-hmm. When I didn't live in Manitowoc, every time I went to Manitowoc, you know where I'd go?
When you didn't live in Manitowoc?
Yeah, but I went to Manitowoc for something else. You know where I would go all the time? This is one of those things when...
Long time ago or
not,
recently?
No, recently. When you're not there... Okay, just go ahead. Lates.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'd go to Lates for the fried cheese curds and the cheeseburger and like a vanilla shake.
Yeah.
I live there and I don't go there. Isn't that funny how when you know what I mean? It's almost like we talked about Coors beer when people couldn't get it across the Mississippi. It's like, oh, we got to get Coors.
I get it.
No, you can buy all the Coors beer you want. I don't know many people that buy Coors beer.
So Lates.
You ever been to Lates, Todd?
Never.
Oh.
Oh, my God. So get this. My dad, you know, he owned a lumber business, so we would go there like because they were open Monday evening, so we'd always go there for like something to eat Mondays. Anyway. I was in high school then. I went back there 3 years ago. I swear to God, the same lady was there.
Oh, I believe it.
She goes, Jimmy Schmidt. Yeah. You can see what they see on TV once in a while. Mayor.
Yeah,
the mayor.
The counters, I'm sure, are the same.
42 years she's been there.
Yeah.
Mrs. Klein.
Do they still have the thing where if you bring in silver coins, you can pay for your meal in like silver coins? It's like 50 cents for a dinner.
No.
Oh, yeah. They've got this thing going. If it's silver coins before 1964, I believe, if you can pay in silver coins, it could be like $2 for like an $8 meal.
Really?
Yeah.
So the owner collects silver coins.
Yeah.
I asked her, I said, do you have ownership?
We didn't mention them when we talked about the best cheeseburgers the other day.
And we should have.
We should have.
Yeah. But it was just, again, it was 40 years. I hadn't seen her in probably 25 years. I just couldn't believe it was her, you know? And I said, do you own part of this? Like, what? She goes, no, I just like the customers and it's convenient. And you know, they live on the south side and it's close to work. And
it's great.
That's pretty cool.
It's great. Lovely.
And two things, right?
Brandon.
Great food.
Yeah.
And great service.
Yeah.
I mean, she was great. So
1972. Yeah. Looking Glass. Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Oh, you missed it because they started to sing in there.
Well, you did a thing there. You threw me off, Todd.
No.
You totally threw me off.
So he didn't hit the post, right?
He walked the ramp but missed the post.
Yeah, Daryl Burnett yesterday hit the post. Wow, Daryl Burnett was better than you. Ooh.
We'll do some more of that.
I know.
She works. Laying whiskey down, they say brandy, fetch another round.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
So the kids are on the bus, off to school, driving past farm fields on the way. Believe it or not, they may be closer to agriculture in the classroom than you thought. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Sarah Stelter can tell you all about it. She's a soybean grower herself in Washera County, current president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association, also a director on the United Soybean Board, and she said they're creating new products all the time that end up in the classroom with the students.
Everything from crayons to shoes, if you like Skechers shoes in particular, the tires that maybe bus companies are using, many of the tires now have soybean oil in them, which actually helps the tires to conform to the roads in bad weather. The ink that it's in a lot of pens is soy ink. Some of the products that are used in schools, being they carpeting or furniture, a lot of times soy oil is used in those products as well.
There you go. Students closer to Wisconsin agriculture than they might have thought. That's Sarah Stelter. She's a soybean grower from Washera County, also current president of the Wisconsin Soybean Association.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward. Our voting members set policy that guides the organization on the local, state, and national level, with the ultimate goal of helping farmers like you and me back home. You can make a difference by becoming a member at WFEF.com.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Farmers deal with a lot, including long days, stress, and fatigue. This is your reminder to take breaks, stretch, have a snack, and hydrate your body. Avoid farm accidents by keeping yourself healthy. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how Rural Mutual supports Wisconsin farmers and prioritize safety on the farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
And speaking of those farm fields that school buses are driving by, the harvest is moving a little farther along. Latest update from the Wisconsin Ag Statistical Service said as of Sunday across the state, about 49% of our corn silage had already been harvested. Corn condition was called 64% good to excellent. That's up 1 percentage point in confidence. Soybeans, well, right now it looks like about 9% of our soybeans have been harvested. 62% of our Wisconsin potato crop is already in the bin, and fall tillage, about 6% complete. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food news on a Wednesday. More available anytime at MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter. You won't miss a thing. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind light out of the northwest. Tonight, clear 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 77. The weekend, sunny with highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, orange man, losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
All right, don't forget, later on this morning after 7 o'clock, your chance to go for the green or gold with Mino and the mayor to text to win contest across the state of Wisconsin with the Civic Media Radio Network. That chance coming up this morning after 7 o'clock. If you haven't done so already, download the Civic Media app, choose the radio station, WGBW or WISS, and listen in after 7 o'clock for your chance to text in to win. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, on a Wednesday, 49 degrees.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's the first time we've said a
40s.
Yeah.
But you know what, though?
I haven't coughed, and I'm breathing.
I feel much better today.
Yeah, me too.
Much better.
Me too.
Monday was rough.
Yes, I agree. 49 in Green Bay, 52 in Appleton, 53 in Oshkosh, but that forecast is
see that?
Spectacular.
Thank you, Brittany.
Spectacular. Low 70s all week. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
And Cameron called yesterday.
He called you?
He called the show. I work at the shelter. We got that 3-degree guarantee, and he's coming over to present the check.
Oh, nice.
That's good money, isn't it? I think he batted 1,000.
Wow.
I said, all I know is I want the month with the most days. But that's going to be like $3,000 for us.
That's spectacular. That's great.
It just proves to you right there how good he is.
Right. And that station to do that.
Okay.
Anyway, excited about that.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
I think it was.
I could have done that. I could have done that for you with my wind.
Well, you didn't have the money, though.
Well, no. But if we could have gotten the money, I could have done that. I bet I would have been within three.
You were good at that.
Let's be honest.
I want to give you kudos for that.
It's really within seven.
That's too much.
No, it's a 7-degree guarantee.
No, that's too much. Leeway. Okay. That's even, okay. There's less wind.
I see what you're saying.
Okay, so.
There's less wind than there is.
Okay, no, but let me just say. Okay, so he predicted it was going to be 47 degrees, and it's 49. You win, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
3 degrees?
What if it's 51?
47, 48, 49, no.
You win. Because he's within it. You see what I mean?
What?
You got the bottom. You can go three under or three over or plus match the exact number.
All right.
So you see what I mean?
Well, I'll give you that. So it's three.
So it's within, no, it's within seven.
Yeah, but, okay, it doesn't sound that way when you say the 3-degree.
He's actually scheduled to be in a couple of weeks. So we'll ask him directly straight out. How does that work?
But on the wind, it's going
to
be...
Well, forget the wind. I'm just saying with Cameron does. It's 7 degrees you got to within.
He wouldn't like if you said 7-degree guarantee.
Well,
it can't be seven. That's not true. It's not. Because if it would be 57, or what was it, 49? If it would be... You wouldn't win. And that's 7 degrees.
I understand that.
Okay.
But you got three on the downside,
so
three on the overside. So it's seven.
That's 3-degree over under.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, say the temperature is 49 and he predicted 47, you win.
Yes.
Community shelter gets $3,000.
Well, $100.
Or whatever. Okay. Whatever. If it was 51, you would also win.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it's 3 degrees either way.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, you talk to him about how he presents his
program. No, I'm just saying, though. But I'm saying with my wind.
Well, take the check.
With my wind, if I could have gotten a sponsor, I think I could have done that with the wind.
With 3 degrees. Either way.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I think you'd probably win that. I think that's almost easier because I don't think there's the range of wind like there is the range of temperature.
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Brittany.
Throw it out there. I'm going to try to find a sponsor for my 3-degree wind
guarantee.
My 3-mile-per-hour wind guarantee. Do we have a sponsor? It'll all go to a charity.
That's a great idea, actually.
Yes.
And you are actually pretty good at that.
Yeah.
I will say, I was
surprised.
Who's going
to be the official?
You are.
You.
Of course I am.
Todd wasn't even through. He wasn't even through asking. We both pointed to him.
And you saw the look on my face. You saw the energy drop.
But we both pointed at
him. This is going to need a little work, though.
All right.
Because
yes,
is it? If you take the whole day, that's not.
No, it's when I walk in the mornings.
So
it's going to be from my walk. And I swear, I don't even know how to look for wind degrees.
I don't know if I believe that.
I will walk from the, I walk 50 steps.
And you're not going to look at your phone?
Nope. Wouldn't even know how. I have no idea how to look for what's the wind temperature.
Well, you have a weather app on your phone.
Well, I don't. I never use it. But go ahead. So we need a sponsor.
I don't believe that. I want to believe it.
It proves his point when he calls it the wind temperature. I
mean, that is true. Maybe you aren't looking at the wind.
Yeah. Wind speed. That's what I'm trying to say.
Wind speed.
Wind speed.
Okay, so, I think we could look into that. There was, you know how we talked to
Brittany?
We need
a sponsor. Find a sponsor for us.
Well, yeah, I understand. We'll talk to Nikki about it.
Okay.
Right? That'll be her. That's
excellent.
Her
excellent.
Nikki. Involvement
and who could, we have to find somebody that would benefit from sponsoring the weather.
And this is brought to you by your yada yada.
The guy that makes.
Wisconsin good. Tim Rattler.
No, not that. No, I'm talking about somebody that maybe makes.
Well, we
like
need to
Saranac.
Have somebody. We have to have somebody that has some cash to throw out to the recipient.
Yeah.
So financial institution or something like that, I would think.
And the money goes to charity.
Yes.
Like Saranac or something that makes gloves.
That'd be great.
That's not a bad idea.
That's a fantastic idea.
Big company.
Fantastic idea. Great place.
They actually own the hotel you stayed at.
Legacy.
Making more jobs for more people.
How did you swing it to stay at the Legacy?
I was going
to
ask.
And
I was
how
thinking
much
about that
if
yesterday.
You actually had to pay?
$150 easy.
I didn't have to pay. I have to tell my secrets on the air.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have
kind
to.
Of.
No, you can
got
make
a
it.
Friend who
be
has
like Mino and make it up.
Bonus points and stuff like
that. What does that mean? What does that mean? Be like Mino and make it up. What does that mean?
What I just said?
I'm not sure what he meant by
I don't know what I meant by
what
that.
What have I ever made up? What have I ever made
up? Oh, God, John. Okay, let's
give
go
me
finish
one thing
your story.
I've ever made up.
So
one
you
thing.
Had a friend that's got points.
Yes.
I thought Legacy was an independent flag.
They have. No, it's not. There's some connections. I don't know.
They're not a Hilton or Marriott.
I don't know.
Hilton's in the backyard. Marriott's right here.
I don't know.
Huh. I wonder what they're under. Independent hotels became more popular. It's like, because the flag, they clip you pretty good your revenue. Like, they'll take a pretty high percent. And independents became much more popular with the advent of, you know, searching it online.
Right.
You don't need to go to Marriott. Although, Marriott's points are very, very attractive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing what you can do with that.
I'm still mad that when I took my granddaughters to the Best Western in Marinette.
Okay, that's affiliated with, that's IAD,
and
whatever that is.
The pool was closed, and they didn't, you know what I mean? My granddaughters are on their swimsuits going to the pool. Oh, I'm sorry, the pool's closed. We didn't get our license renewed or something like that. It's like, they should charge us less. Because when I specifically went to them, because I'll never stay at that Best Western in Marinette ever again. And I talked to Lane, and she was like snotty about it.
Well, we didn't get our license. That's just anyway.
Well, I got three little girls here. One of the reasons I stayed here was for the pool. And one is, well, do I get $50 off?
Right.
I think that's crap. I'll never stay there again.
Couple things you could have done, or the thing they should have done. One is they totally should have offered you a discount.
Right.
Yep.
Secondly,
or free lunch or something.
Well, that they could do to give you guys, or did they have a game room? Like give you $50, you don't have to play.
No,
kids to play
they
the game. Well, I don't think kids play those
games
anyway.
Been closed too.
But or they could have just said, "Hey, look, you know,
didn't
we
have
worked
a license,
and we didn't get our license. We don't screw well, you."
It's like the Northland when you stay there; they worked out a deal with the Y. And you got to go across the street.
Yeah, but still,
we'll pay for you. Here's your pass.
I mean, my granddaughters were so disappointed, all in their swimsuits, right in the
and
they
have
thing.
Do they have a Y there?
No, in Marinette, I don't know. Maybe. Well, you know what? So I asked the lady.
There's a lot of stuff they should have done.
So I asked the lady. I said, is there anywhere else with a pool?
Oh.
And she said, well, there's a place in Green Bay called Bay Beach. Honestly, God.
Wow.
I go, you from Green Bay? No, but I think there's a really nice beach there. Like, oh, my God, you're an idiot.
You are. Yeah,
you're an idiot. Yeah. So anyway, just throwing that out there.
That is not great management.
Terrible.
I would have written a letter to the manager because I think I told you that story, and I love telling the story, and I tell my students this story. I stayed at the, I told you this before, but you know that in LA where they have those four towers together, what's that hotel called? The Bonaventure. And my TV didn't work. Did I tell you this?
No.
So I called down it in the evening. I said, hey, look, my TV's not working. Ugh. Okay, we'll send somebody up. The guy comes up with the whole tool belt on and everything.
Yeah.
And he looks at it, he goes, hey, yeah, this is a problem. He goes, I can get the bellman up here. We can move you to a different room, buy you dinner tonight.
Wow.
Or buy you breakfast the next morning. You know, room service breakfast, which is expensive. I said to the guy, you can make that decision.
They empower their employees.
That's cool.
And I have told that story a million times. I said to the guy, you know what? I got a really early flight. Could you send up room service at like 4:00? He goes, yeah, what do you want? So put the order in, and sure enough, the guy knocked on the door.
I've never had room service. What?
Come on.
What? I never have. Have you, Todd?
No.
I bet 90% of our people here have never had room service. Quick poll. Have you ever
had room service? I'll take that.
I'll take that bet. I'll bet you right now. I'll bet you. $5 bet.
Okay. I'll take that bet.
Casino, $5 at casino.
All right.
Have you ever had room service? I say no. Todd?
Room service?
Yes, sir.
Room service. And that, everything from dinner, breakfast, anything. Ice
never,
cream.
Never, Another. Ever. Never had it once in my life.
So download the Civic Media app right now.
Okay.
Choose WGBW or WISS and let us know right now. Jim has a yes. You've got two no's with Jim and John. And
are you hoity-toity or no?
Got this
from our girl Nikki Z. Mile-per-hour guarantee brought to you by Insert Natural Gas Company here. Okay. Thanks, Nikki. All right. Wow. Okay. Most people, you know what I always, you know, no. Okay. Can I be honest with you on something I stole one time?
Here, he's doing it again, Nikki, where he's telling something he did illegally on the air.
Okay. Well, it's your reputation. What'd you steal?
Those little ketchup bottles.
That's not stealing.
Okay, thank you. Have you ever seen those? They're so cool.
No. Those are cool.
Oh, man, they're so cool.
Room service.
With room service. When people have their trays outside their door the next morning.
So you took it from somebody else's tray?
Oh, my God, John, that I would never do.
I just thought they were so cool.
Those are cool. Those little Heinz.
Yes. Yeah.
And let me guess, you got salt and pepper shakers in your house, too, that are those little ones?
I can't guarantee that. I just think stuff like that.
The
cool.
room service.
Have you ever stayed in a hotel and not taken the soap and shampoo?
Well, they don't do that anymore.
But back in the day?
Yeah.
Did you ever take anything off their tray out in the hallway when they're in the room? Did you ever walk by and grab some extra things?
Never.
I got a text from Kyle. Stolen towels? Yes.
Yes.
Right? We were talking about that.
Oh, my gosh. Lots of no's here today, Jim.
Yeah.
What?
Lots of no's.
That what I win from you now is going to the casino. It's going on the game this week.
And you could, like, triple that money.
I could. Keep them coming,
folks.
Well,
we don't have this done, though. Have you ever had room service?
No, 75%. Yes, 25%.
Okay, well, it's early. Their room service is just coming now. You know, they got to have their coffee, and then they're going to call in. They're going to text in.
Whatever. Hey, the Beaumont, that's not where...
Not the Beaumont.
Oh, what was it in
the
L.A.?
The Bonaventure. You talking about the Beaumont? That's
No. I saw the movie. It was a great movie.
No, that's where that was. What a film there.
Was it? But when JFK was shot? Or, I mean, not JFK. Or Robert Kennedy.
No, he was at where the Hilton. Wasn't he at the Hilton?
No. It was one of the big classic old Los Angeles. But the whole movie was about what happened in that 24-hour period. And even the guy in the kitchen... that Robert Kennedy talked to on his way to the thing and everything. Mm-hmm. It was all about what happened that one 24-hour span. Hmm. Really a good movie. It's Something Hotel. Yada Hotel.
I think it's at the Bonaventure. I'd have to look. You're right, it was in L.A.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-oh.
But
no 60, yes 40.
Okay. But this room service is...
Help me out here, folks. If I win... Okay, folks, listen. If I win this bet, okay, the money that Jim gives me, it's going on a game... On a game
this weekend,
I will do this for you people. And now I'm not trying.
I'm not trying to influence
the vote.
No, yes, you are.
I'm not.
Quiet.
I'm just saying this, people. One of you, if I win, okay, if I win, text me. I'm gonna go through all the texts, and Todd's gonna pick one, just a random number, okay? And that $5, I will bet for you. I will bet for you.
What if they just want the $5? Because
I can double their money for them.
Yeah, you can lose it, too.
I'm not going to lose it for them. I'm going to double it for them.
All right, so the
I'm going to throw in $5 just for the pleasure of beating him in something and having him pay.
I don't think you're going to beat me on this.
So I'm going to put $10 down for you at the casino on one of the games this week.
For you listeners out there
I'm not trying to influence the vote.
That
be honest.
Being influenced, I will do the same thing. So if I win...
You can't do that.
Yeah, if I win... The worst case is $5. I'll double it, and then I'll go out to the casino and bet it for you. And I will probably—I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to bet yet. But I was looking at.
You can't just. I'm
going to take the Packers.
You can't
and the
do
over.
That.
Yeah, right. That's making it more fair because he's trying to influence the jury.
I'm just trying to help mankind.
Yeah,
just trying to help my people.
It's only fair.
That's all I'm doing.
It's only fair. Yes, this room service is so convenient, and I love it. And I will admit I've had it many, many, many times.
It's really
but
expensive, though, isn't it?
It is. There's a service fee that's on there that gets expensive. But when my kids were little, you know, you go to Disney World, and everything is like it appears like everything's free.
Yeah.
There's no cash exchange. It's all they just take you. I walked into the room. They're on the phone ordering ice cream.
After coming home from Disneyland? Oh, my God.
It's like,
wow. Wow.
So it can be expensive, but it's convenient.
We got Nicole Stockman coming up, Benedetta Malcor, Joe Sarugi, and right. Terry Barr. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Louis! Great one hit wonder. If you black like or white. 70s? 73?
I'm not sure.
Right around that era?
Louis.
Great. Don't you remember that? Great song.
Yeah.
Room service. Yes, 25% of our people. No, the common folk like me, 75%.
Okay.
75. Why would you order? Okay, I'm just going to ask this. If you're in a hotel, okay, and room service ends at like 10 o'clock, right? Can't you just go down to the elevator, to the restaurant, the cafe, the whatever, or coffee shop? No?
You don't know. You know what the biggest room service night was?
What?
Mondays.
Why?
Salespeople hated traveling.
Oh, okay. Well, this is back your sales day. I thought this was your mayoral day.
Well, it's every day. I mean, okay.
What's the swankiest place you ever stayed at?
He's afraid to say now.
I know.
Probably
it's
way over the top.
So,
but it's
I stayed on the lunar module.
But back to room service,
Hilton. But that invited me to his suite.
You know, that
so Jim wants to stay
night,
here tonight.
Football. Most for sure. I'm not going to say all because that probably nothing's all. But you talk to any hotel, they're like, because it gets you out of you're finally out of the house. You watch Monday Night Football and you order room service. I'm telling you, John, everybody did that.
Really?
Back in the 80s, everybody did that. And I don't know. But it's really gotten expensive. I will say that room service is expensive.
Everything with hotels is expensive
is.
These days.
Hotels
though.
Are expensive.
Oh my goodness! Did you look into Marquette yet? For your leafing trip?
No.
You should.
I got to do that.
But yeah, I just stuff going on.
I just booked something, and I was like, wow, that's more than I thought. Hotels are expensive. I mean, but whatever.
I can't think of anything I'd want to do less than run a hotel. You?
That would be...
Deal with all those people and whatever. They
and
leave
not
your room
only,
wrecked and whatever. I would never... You, Todd?
You're dealing with
never.
People who had a bad flight. They're going to take it out on you.
Yeah.
People who had a... And you're touching a lot of their things, right? Not just but think about the accommodations. You got the lamp doesn't work, the phone, this. There's so many things they can find
when I was staying in Fond du Lac, right. the smoke detector kept going off in the middle of the night.
Too many things can... No, I would never be a hotel manager.
No.
Although...
You know what, though? I will say this.
I will say
the
this,
The little
too.
Mom and pop one in Ishpeming that I used to stay at for like $40 a night, that's for sale. It's like 10 units right on the highway. Something like that wouldn't be so bad.
Okay, I was just thinking the only hotel I would... Man, it should be like a Ritz-Carlton where it's...
Oh, the only one I would do is...
You know what I mean? Because then you got a staff.
Mine would be the total opposite, where like truckers would stay in stuff.
Me
like
too. I want one of those roadside ones. Yeah,
one of the outdoor entrances.
Yes.
There's one in Ishpeming right across
the
National Guard.
Rooms by the hour.
Yeah. It's exactly what that is.
I would retro it out in the very 60s and 70s.
And it would be like those movies in the 50s and stuff when somebody's running from the law or whatever, and they stay in those little places.
Yes.
Love those places.
I think those are... popular, those roadside hotels.
I love those.
Saw something about
like
that
the,
at one
the
time.
TV show Schitt's Creek, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Is that coming back?
I don't think so.
Because they hosted the Emmys.
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you seen that show?
Yeah.
That's a pretty funny show.
That's a pretty funny show.
Oh, my God. I love the daughter in that show.
That is a pretty
Moira
show.
Moira is also very funny.
Oh, Moira,
fun.
She's
oh, my
phenomenal.
Gosh.
But, Todd, you and I go far enough back. We used to watch them with, what was the Canadian network?
CSTV.
SCTV. Eugene Levy and all those people, John Candy.
Yep.
I mean, huge names. And they did those TV shows, those spoofs of like Saturday Night Live type. Remember Gay Cayabo?
No, I don't remember that one.
Oh, I loved that show. He was the guy that was—he was a station manager, was in the wheelchair, but he didn't need a wheelchair. He just did his work.
Yeah. No way. Oh, yeah. That's funny. Wow.
Yeah. They don't make TV like that anymore.
No.
Whatever happened to spoof TV? But yeah, Schitt's Creek was great.
Yeah.
And I'm not swearing, that's just the name of
that
show.
No, that's
the name of it. It was really great ensemble cast.
Yeah, they
just
those
fantastic
guys
cast.
What's the name of the woman that plays Moira?
I know. Well, she was the mom in Home Alone.
That's what I was going to say. A lot of people didn't realize that she did.
Yeah,
both
the mom
those
in Home
parts.
Alone. Yeah. She was great. She's fantastic. Yeah. Oh, man. Somebody help us out. What's her name? The mom from Home Alone, and she was Schitt's Creek. But yeah, that when they had, you know, I remember this, Todd, when they had the Emmys, when that show was out, and it was during COVID because they're all in a big room with masks at a different, and they won like
everything.
They won everything. Oh,
cool. Catherine O'Hara.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Good text here. Hey, how about those vibrating beds for a quarter?
Right.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. Water beds, vibrating beds. Yes.
I remember you doing that one time.
Oh, John.
First time me and my buddies went to Arizona in this like little roadside murder victim kind of place in New Mexico. And it's like, what's this? And we all did it. It's like, oh, that's cool. Do they even have those? How come they don't make, how come like Verlo doesn't make vibrating beds? I think I would use one. That'd be great for my back. Wouldn't it?
Isn't that your buddy that owns that?
Yeah. I'm going to talk to him. Wouldn't that be great though?
Well, I think it would be great for little kids, because, you know, sometimes you put them in the car,
drive
around.
But for my back, you know, dozing off to sleep and get that help your back?
Don't they have something new now? Where it kind of massages your back? It's got those rollers.
I would like that. I need something like that.
Yeah. Those are heavy mattresses, though. I mean, get up to fourth floor. They're expensive,
Okay, I worked as a mover.
I haven't, but
try moving a sleeper couch. If that's not the heaviest thing for its size, for its dimensions, if there's anything that has more dead weight than a sleeper couch, I would like to know what it is.
I would agree.
They're the worst things ever invented. And they're not comfortable.
Right. Why did they ever make them?
They all got
that
bar in the middle of the thing or whatever. It's like the least comfortable thing, you know, possibly to sleep on.
All right. Okay, people, room service, which is something that, you know, I'm not saying you get it every
so
time you
this.
Travel. No, just wait. I'm sorry. But I want to lay this out a little. I think you worded it wrong. So you've gone, you've traveled. Have you ordered room service? Coffee, a little dessert, maybe a cheeseburger during the game that you just wanted had brought up to your
so
room?
So far, 75% of the people are aligned with me. 75%.
And don't be influenced by John, because you will win at least $5, but we would go into the casino and...
I have a Verlo adjustable mattress and it vibrates. Scares the hell out of my geriatric shoo-shoos.
I don't know.
We're going to take a quick break. Talking to UW Green Bay veterans. We come back.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by legendary performer Charo, Jesse March from the Festival Theater in St. Croix, and King of Queens writer, executive producer Rock Rubin joins to discuss the show's legacy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor while you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.